Well, what a crazy game one we had.
New South Wales are going to hit 50.
50 to 6. The greatest win for New South Wales in Origin history.
For New South Wales, they have had 55 wins, none as big as this.
Freddie's Blues are back, baby.
New South Wales.
But the series isn't over.
Queensland, they will not lie down.
Overconfidence can lead to complacency, and that'll hurt you in the Origin arena. New South Wales haven't won at Suncorp since 2017, and they aren't going to have it easy. Papali'i's back. Christian Walsh is fit, and the electric, unpredictable 18-year-old whiz kid Reece Walsh is ready to light up Suncorp.
The crowd is standing as one here at Suncorp.
This is going to be epic.
It's that time of year again.
For our great mates at Ream and Macca's.
State of Origin.
Queensland versus New South Wales, live at Suncorp Stadium. Triple M rocks Origin.
Oh, that is one of the great openers. Oh.
Lenny Kravitz, Sideshow, you've outdone yourself, my brother. That's fantastic.
Oh, Triple M, your full State of Origin coverage on Sunday. We cannot wait. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam's Origin Preview Special. We are going to break down this Game 2 matchup on Sunday, 7:50 kickoff. But we're also going to get stuck into tonight's game, the Women's Ampol State of Origin game, the one-off game happening at Sunshine Coast Stadium, with a bit of help from a special guest.
Yeah, Sammy Bramner is going to come along, and the very heavily pregnant
Sammy
Bramner will come along and give us her expertise. I can't wait to speak.
So Sammy's going to be with us breaking down tonight's matchup in the back half of today's show. But off the top, let's talk State of Origin, 50-6. We've spoken at length with people from within the Blues camp. Craig Fitzgibbon told us earlier during the week that they still took plenty away from game one. MG, if I had to put that question to you, what could the Blues improve on from their game one performance?
Not much. Let's be honest. Not much.
Craig Fitzgibbon has to say, we'll find things to work on because he's a coach.
Of course he does.
But you as a former player and as a fan.
Not much.
Did you see any holes or weaknesses?
No, not one. Not one. I think they played near the perfect game of Origin Rugby League. You can't get any better. When you beat a team by 44 points in that arena, it's prolific. You've done a number on them. You've done a job on them, and they'll be smarting. I look at the teams on paper in front of me here, and I think it's a stronger Queensland team. I look at New South Wales, and I don't see any flaws. I don't see any weaknesses. It's the juggernaut versus the wanting lad who wants to get over the top of him and does anything he wants to do for him, but I can't see anything but a New South Wales victory. I've got to be honest, and that's not being biased. I'm not being one-eyed. This team at the moment, Liam, this New South Wales backline in particular, is in a word electric.
So I guess the battle for Freddie and the players is just complacency. That's the greatest danger for them in this game.
Of course. Your mind is an amazing thing. Your mind takes you to places sometimes that you don't want it to take you to, and if you find yourself wandering off inside your own mind about what happened 2 weeks ago in Townsville instead of what's happening on Sunday night at Suncorp, well, you're going to get caught out. So that's the job. That's the hard job for Freddie and his coaching team, to get these guys thinking about the process, thinking about since 2012, New South Wales has only won 3 games at Suncorp. Freddie hasn't won there as a coach. The last time New South Wales won there was 2017. So stats after stats kind of pile up and look at Queensland being better. But is it good enough to beat New South Wales? I don't think so.
And on paper, you speak of the sheer talent on display, particularly in the New South Wales backs. They're also, it's a very laconic group. Teddy's pretty intense and switched on, and so too is Nathan Cleary. But in Brian To'o and Jerome Luai, we know the characters that they are. We've seen them the way they, they get around with the boombox and all the rest of it. Josh Adokar and Latrell Mitchell, really close mates who love nothing more than having a laugh and enjoying themselves off the field. And Tommy Trbojevic is pretty quiet and reserved. It is a laconic, relaxed group. And I guess the danger, and I'm not saying this will happen, but the risk that exists is if, for whatever reason, a couple of them don't spark, the New South Wales might get caught on their heels.
It could, would, should, maybe. But
I know I'm talking about ifs and buts here. But.
No, but that's what we've got to speak about. That's what we've got to dissect it from every angle. And you've got to be I like that angle you're coming from. You've got to bring it to the table. Mm. And I think you make a very good point about the different characters in the back line. And you've got Nathan Cleary and Tedesco. You mentioned them too. It's the yin and yang. You know, they're the full-on professionals, and they don't leave any stone unturned, and they'll be there half an hour before everybody at training, and they'll leave half an hour after everybody goes home, and they'll turn the lights off for the groundskeeper. And you mentioned that yin and, every team, every good relationship needs a yin and yang, and this New South Wales backline definitely has it in the form of the halves in particular. Mm. The halves are different. The centres are different. You know, you've got Latrell, who's a free spirit, with Tommy Turbo, who's the quiet achiever. A very, 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 very quiet achiever. You've got the wingers, who are kind of very similar but also different. And then you've got the forward pack, who, let's be honest, they held their own and then some against the Queensland pack that really didn't offer much in game one. So you know straight away that the Queensland's forward pack are going to be better.
Well, are you worried about Junior Paulo? Not worried, but do we lose a bit? Do New South Wales lose a bit having Junior Paulo start rather than being that impact player that he was in game one off the bench?
No, I don't believe so, because what I see it happening is that Liam Martin gets more time in the middle, and I think that's a good thing. I think the youthful exuberance of Liam Martin could be a perfect spark after 20, 25 minutes for the middle of the New South Wales forward pack, and I like it. I like that. I like the fact that Payne Haas will come on and do his job. Angus Crichton will probably go on and do his thing. He might go on and get on an edge and let Tarek Sims go up forward. So what Freddie has at his disposal is a lot of different combinations of forwards that he could do.
Very versatile, isn't it?
Jack White can go on and play in the back row. I mean, at a pinch. Isaiah Yeo can play in the centres. Cam Murray can play 5-8. Cam Murray can play hooker. So he's got a very versatile rugby league team that won 50 points to 6, and it was no fluke.
Yep. But as you say, it is a very different-looking Queensland team that they encounter as opposed to what it was in game one. In fact, why don't we do this?
For decades, league analysts have tried to come up with foolproof tipping systems. All have failed. Until now. MG has cracked the code, and nobody else is getting it. It's our patent, our IP. It's irreplicable. It's surprisingly simple, if we're being honest. This is MG's paper test.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The paper test.
I'm not worthy. We're not worthy of that opener. That is awesome.
How's the production staff at Triple M? Maddie Hayward just flying there.
Maddie.
This is
you
the
are
MG,
brilliant, brother.
MG's patented paper test, where basically you go down and you give a tick when you put the players head to head, and whoever has the most tick wins.
Yep, and it's going to be very quick today. My patented paper test, because I'm judging this on game one. And as I look down the lineups, I'm afraid to say, Queensland supporters, that not one Queenslander gets a tick after game one. Not one.
Queensland ticks.
Not one.
The only one. Now, the beauty of the paper test is that for the starting 13, it's a tick per player matchup, but the bench is one tick. So it's the bench four against the bench four. Now,
New South Wales bench is epic, man.
No, but what I was going to say was, if it was individual bench players taking one another on, I think you'd probably give Mo Fotowaker the tick over Angus Crichton, because Crichton obviously wasn't there. And I thought Fotowaker was probably one of Queensland's best.
I think he was their best. I think he was by far their best. And I thought that Xavier Coates offered a bit too, and they dropped him, which I don't understand. No. And I told you about that last week. But look, honestly, I judge the paper test on the last game that these players played. So if I'm looking at club footy and I'm going down the West Tigers lineup and they're playing against the Dragons, I'll look at it and say, okay, how did you go last round, and give it a tick. And honestly, I look down this list and there's no one who I can pick from Queensland that played better than their New South Wales counterpart.
Absolutely
not. And that's with all due respect. That's not me trying to get a headline, or that's not me trying to be a smart ass.
No, not at all.
It's nothing like that. I don't appear to be, because that's not what this is about. This is about a team being so, so dominant in a game of State of Origin, which we hold on in the highest pedestal in our game. When you come out and beat someone 50 points to 6, you have the right to say that, hey, we all get a tick.
And I'll mount the opposition case for the sake of it, because you know we will have some Queensland fans listening to this. And you can look at Kurt Capewell and say, how good has he been? But yeah, great. But under the paper test, he goes against Latrell Mitchell. And you can't give him a tick, right? You can say Cam Munster is, you know, people after last series talking about him being the next Wally Lewis of the arena, right?
Yep.
He hasn't been fit. He was sluggish in game one. And on the paper test, he goes head-to-head with Jerome Luai, who is absolutely fine. You can't give Cam Munster a tick.
Munster's the one who scares me most in that team. If I look at that team, he's the one who scares me most. Look, excuse me, Christian Welsh could have got one if he stayed on the field.
Well, again, Christian Welsh, up until game one, State of Origin, probably the best prop in the competition. But he only played 13 minutes in game one.
That's right. So you keep going down. Kafusi against Sims. Well, Tarek Sims played the best game he's played for New South Wales. Isaiah Yeo and Tino Fasuamalawi. Well, Tino was very quiet by his lofty standards. So,
and then on the bench for feeder of Payne Haas. Payne Haas has been tremendous. I know what you're trying to guard against. You don't wanting to be outlandish and over the top. But the reality is, if by the MG painted paper test, Queensland don't get a tick. So it's
unfortunately no.
It's a deafening victory. If you're a New South Wales Blues fan, talk to me about this. We've talked about him at length, but for the sake of the preview podcast, Reece Walsh, 18-year-old, 7 games of first grade experience to his name, lines up with the number one on his back. He gets to debut as a Queenslander, State of Origin at Suncorp Stadium. It's going to be an amazing experience for the young man.
Yeah, he becomes the second least experienced player to play Origin after Ben Eichen played 4 games. Walsh has played 7. Payne Haas played 10 before he was recruited. Freddie, 12. Trent Barrett, 12. Brent Tate, 14. Matty Scott, 14. Carl Webb, 15. So the list goes on. Then he finds himself in rare air, to be honest. He finds himself amongst a plethora of unbelievable players. But you know what? This new next generation, Liam, like the Jerome Luais of the world and like the Brian To'os of the world and like the Sam Walkers of the world, and I think they don't get paralysed by fear. And what I love about this new generation, they don't get paralysed by making mistakes, because if they make a mistake, they get straight back on their bike and pedal away.
Goldfish memory.
That's what you need. That's what you need. And I don't know what's created it. Probably the game, because the game's a lot cleaner these days. And you can't punch anyone, you can't shoulder charge anyone, and I think that plays into the psyche of the young players, which is a good thing. If they feel they can express themselves on a rugby league field without getting king hit, well, we've come a long way.
Yeah,
and we've come a way that I think a lot of people will appreciate, because when Sam Walker burst on the field at the start of this season, we watched how he played footy. It was like he was playing touch footy against hardened first graders. Reece Walsh the same. He debuted against the Storm, and although they got their pants pulled down, he shone. He stood out. This kid trying it against the best team in the comp. So, look, he's not going to be overawed. That's one thing we can make sure of. He won't be overawed one bit.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him out there on Sunday night.
So am I.
It's exciting. It is. We've mentioned it's the biggest talking point heading into the game, but it is very, very exciting. I know wingers aren't the scariest proposition in a game of rugby league, but the sight of Valentine Holmes named on a wing is far more intimidating, I think, if you're a New South Wales fan, than him being named at fullback.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. As I said, this is a stronger team all across the board. And you know what they're stronger for? Because they got beat by so much.
Mm.
And I could probably put my house on that they won't get beaten by that much again. Or your house.
No, maybe. I don't have a house, so you put your house
but
on.
And I'll be better. But look, I think it comes down to the front row. Christian Welsh, Josh Papalihi, and Andrew McCulloch. So what Andrew McCulloch, okay, everyone's saying, oh, what's he being picked for? Well, he's being picked because he makes 60 tackles.
Yep.
And that's 20-odd that Welsh doesn't have to make, and that's another 20 that Papalihi doesn't have to make. So guess what? They've got more energy to run and offload and get on their knees and elbows so that DCE and Munster can do their thing. So, look, I beware the wounded maroon, because I can nearly guarantee they won't be beaten that much again, and they're going to come out fuming on their home deck at Suncorp. This shapes up to be one of the best games of Origin in a long, long time, because New South Wales couldn't get any better than they did in game one. So you've got to think that they probably won't. And Queensland, well, they can't get any worse.
Just McCullough just stiffens up the centre for Queensland a bit, doesn't he? Just...
I like, you know what? I like Jair on the edge, and I like the feeder off the bench for them. Yeah. I think he could play like the, you know, he could play a really dominant role like Payne Haas does for New South Wales.
Well,
if he's got his head in the right place at the time.
I mean, God, if he comes on and Queensland, there's any fatigue in their edges, Dave Fifita will find it. Don't worry about that. And who knows what that means for that centre pairing of New South Wales, Latrell and Tom, maybe having to be a little bit more accountable defensively.
They did score their one try through Tommy. Kurt Capewell scored the lone try for Queensland through Tommy, but that was right in the line. I think what Tommy does in midfield, he backs him, he speed, and he shows him the sideline, and then he gathers him up like a python, does a rat.
All right. Tip time, MG. We've got to get to Sam Bremner because we've got the Ampol Women's State of Origin game to talk about as well. But give me a score and give me a first try score and a player of the match, please.
Okay. Well, I think because he's been in such a drought by his standards in the last couple of games, Melbourne Storm won 66-16. He didn't score. New South Wales won 50-6. He didn't score. So the first try score will be Josh Addo-Carr.
Oh, the Fox.
The man of the match will be Nathan Cleary. He'll just keep on keeping on from where he left off in game two. He'll manage this game to the smithereens. And ultimately, the score, I think, will be pretty even for a while. I think it might even be around 20-16 up until about the 50th or 60th minute mark. And then New South Wales will put their foot on the accelerator and go up to 32-16.
I like your scoreline, MG. I think it'll be 32-20. And I think, Occam's razor, I think what the most likely response is what is probably going to happen. Tom Trbojevic, first try scorer. Tom Trbojevic, man of the match.
Who's stopping him at the moment? Who is stopping him? There's no stopping him. And we've spoken about Tommy, and I suppose we haven't spoken about him on this podcast because we speak about him
all the time
ad nauseum. But man, you've got to speak about him because he's in such rare talent. It's rarely we see a bloke, it's rare we see two blokes in this rare talent, and they're both playing for New South Wales, Nathan Cleary and Tom Trbojevic. So, good luck, Queensland. You'll need it.
All right, let's switch gears, MG. Tonight, Sunshine Coast Stadium, the Queensland taking on the newly named Sky Blues, MG. The New South Wales women's team named the Sky Blues moving forward, which is tremendous. We spoke to Kezzy Apps, the captain of the team, during the week, but we really want to tear this game apart. So we welcome in friend of the show. She's out of action from a football perspective at the moment because she's got a more important job to take care of, which is...
becoming another mummy again.
Growing a human for the second time around. We welcome in Sam Bremner. G'day, Sammy.
Hi, boys. How are we?
We are fantastic. First of all, how is the growing of the human going, as Liam puts it?
Yeah, very, very good. You know, I thought maybe if I strapped up my stomach, I could play tight. And then I just went for a 100-meter walk with my dog, and it felt about 10K. So I'm still going to sit in the lounge room then.
Well, glad to hear it's going well. Let's talk some footy, because tonight, Sunshine Coast Stadium, 7:45 p.m. kickoff. You can hear it right here on Triple M. We got Anthony Maroon, Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence is your call team for this one. Sammy, I believe you'll be doing the game for Fox League.
I will. Yeah, I'll be on the panel tonight with Fox, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm really excited about the game as well. I'm going to have to try and compose myself because I'm excited every year, but this year I think it's going to be one of the best matches we've seen between the two teams.
Well, Sammy, wet and windy conditions are predicted for tonight, and I'm reading between the lines here that could favour the New South Wales forwards. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think we have to obviously two different strengths in both teams. I think that the Queenslanders have got very good combinations between Ali Brigginshaw, Taryn Aitken, and Tamika Upton. So they're lock, they're half, and they're fullback, that means that they're going to throw the ball around a lot. So, MG, I think you're right. We have so much strength in our forward pack that know how to take us forward. But even our back line are strong carriers of the ball. So, if you know, those conditions mean that we can't throw the ball around a lot. I definitely agree with you in the fact that I think the Blues might benefit from that.
Do you like the move of Jess Surges back into the centres? She played on the wing last time around. Do you like her being a bit further inside?
Oh, 100%. When I seen her on the wing last year, I was very surprised. She's one of those players that when she's in the centre, you really honestly don't have to even create a one-on-one for her. She can have a one-on-two and still beat both of them. I seen that when I was watching the City versus Country game, which was what they played to get into this Origin squad, and she scored 3 tries, and they were all 2-on-1, her being the one. And, you know, she's just so strong and skillful. And also the best part about her in the centres is playing off the two halves, Maddie Studden and Corbin McGregor. They're very smart, especially Corbin, in creating what Jess needs, and that's just a little bit more space. So if that means Corbin goes to the line a little earlier and squares up a little earlier, it gives Jess Sergis half a metre, and you really can't give Jess Sergis more than anything, and she'll break through and score. So I'm so excited to see her in the centres, and I'm very happy that I don't have to play against her ever.
Well, conversely, our other centre, Isabel Kelly, goes good as well. So we're stocked well, a bit like New South Wales with Latrell and Tommy Turbo. Our centres are potent as well. The Keely Davis story, I'm intrigued by, Sammy. She's not a late bloomer, but late into the New South Wales team, but she had a bit of rheumatoid arthritis. It was undiagnosed. And what a story she is.
She is such a little trooper. She's been in the New South Wales team or squad for 2 years. The first year she was 18th man and still very young. The second year, which was last year, she was named to play. And the night before, she had a lot of back pain. But the night before, she just slipped off a chair. And she couldn't move at all. And after that, it took her 6 months to discover she actually had rheumatoid arthritis in her spine. So she had to take a little while off footy and just sort of understand what was going on with her body and if she could play rugby league again. And she's such a workhorse, and she loves rugby league like no other person I know. You know, she's one of those people that will just chew your ear off about what the team can do, what she's going to do. Like, she's just, you know, 100 miles an hour, who loves her footy. So I felt so disappointed for her, knowing how much hard work she's put into it. And I'm super excited to see her tonight play for the Blues finally, after a few years of having all these things sidetrack her. But I think you guys and everyone else in the public will be pleasantly surprised about Keely Davis. And there'll no doubt she'll be in pain at some stage, I think. She said it's something that just is ongoing that she has to manage, but you won't even be able to tell. When I played with her last season in NRLW for the Dragons, she couldn't stand up straight after we'd get on the bus to travel after playing a game. So, but she would never complain, and she's such a little trooper, and she's going to make a big difference for the Blues.
I love this event, MG, because we get these opportunity to learn these stories in the men's competition. We're so familiar with so many of the players, we kind of know all the backstories. There are no surprises, and yet when the women's State of Origin rolls around, we get to learn more about these players breaking through. One other story, it's someone that people who follow the game are probably familiar with, but Kylie Hilda, she's gone from being a late call-up to the side last year as a 44-year-old, the oldest woman ever to play professional rugby league, to the coaching job now. How's she settled into the role, Sammy?
Oh, she is one of those people, if she's a player or a coach, just her presence, she has that ability. Obviously, she's very skilled as a coach as well, but she has that ability to bring people together, to bring groups together and have a culture that she sort of enforces, not knowingly how everyone can buy into that culture. And that's so big in a team sport, to everyone have the same common goal, and that people that would do anything for each other. And I've spoken to many of the girls, including Kylie herself this week, and it sounds like that's all the same page that they're on, is that they're going to do anything for each other this weekend and this Friday night. And the other thing I'm very excited about is there's probably a handful of females that I've played football with or against that I just thought they're the most extreme competitive people I've ever met in my life. And Kylie Hilda is one of them. And the other one is Tani Norris, who is the Queensland coach. So I'm so I'm just going to watch them on the sideline half the time, I reckon.
Well, it's always good to see the players.
Have we ever seen two coaches being sin binned? Because tonight I'm
I like it. I like you. Well, it's Origin. We're expect the unexpected, I think. I like the fact that we've young Philomena Hanisi and Kennedy Cherrington coming off the bench for the Blues. An added bonus for us, I think.
What a strong bench. Those two girls have been so great playing in the New South Wales Harvey Norman Cup. I think that's one of the strongest benches we've had in years. You know, speaking to some of the Queenslanders in the past, and they've mentioned things that, you know, when certain players come off the bench, they think, all right, awesome, that, you know, the better player's gone off and here's our chance. They're not going to be able to think like that this time round, because our bench is just as strong as our starting side. And I think that's a great reflection of how many more girls are playing rugby league this year. And once upon a time, maybe when you were on the bench, it probably meant that you weren't quite good enough to start. And now it's because you're better suited to be a bench player and to have that impact in Origin. And that is exactly what those two beasts are going to do tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah, it speaks a lot to where the game has got to. Now, with all that being said, we're the underdogs. Queensland are the current holders of the Shield, and they'll go into tonight's game as favourite. And, Sammy, as I look at that Queensland lineup, I can't help but, you know, you don't want to do direct comparisons to men for the sake of it, but Queensland's fullback is somewhat Tom Trbojevic-esque. Tamika Upton, her speed and power and size and the way she gets around the field, it's a sight to behold.
Oh, Tamika Upton, I reckon she could play that support role at fullback with her eyes closed. She seems to know exactly where her players are going to be all the time, and she's just there. And it looks like a walk in the park for her. Everything is so effortless. But, yeah, she's definitely someone that I think the New South Wales Sky Blues need to put a lot of pressure on really early. Any bit of space for her is great for her, and she's very deceptive in her speed and her skills. And she plays a lot of football with Taryn Aitken and has played a lot of touch football previously to their rugby league careers together. So they are going to be a great little combo that the New South Wales have to shut down really quickly.
Well, let's get on to their team for a minute, Sammy. We've spoken at length of New South Wales strengths. Obviously, let's keep the number 13 and the captain away for a sec, because she deserves her own little mention. That's Ali Brigginshaw. We mentioned Tamika at fullback. Tell us a little about Destiny Brill, the young hooker for Queensland, and also the 6 and 7, Taryn Aitken and Zahara Tamara.
Well, I was only speaking yesterday to Annette Brander, who is usually in the Queensland team, and she was sort of giving me a rundown on Destiny at number 9. And they always have Brittany Braley in at 9, who's been the Queensland hooker for a very long time. And because of private and personal reasons, she's not playing this year. But apparently Destiny is someone to really watch, who brings a lot of aggression and enthusiasm to the game. And I guess that's very fortunate for the Queenslanders, because if you have an aggressor on your team, you want him in the middle of the park. But like I was saying earlier, it's nothing that our little energetic Keely Davis can't shut down.
Mm. And she's only 18 as well, this kid as well, young Destiny. She's an 18-year-old, so she's going to be full of vibrant energy.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's something that comes with the girls that are young and new to this experience, is they are just full of that energy. And, you know, as you get more experience, you understand the players that you're playing against a little more. But when you're younger and you're not too familiar, or you haven't played much with or against these people, you really don't give a crap about it. you're just like, I don't care who you are, I'm going to run at you. And that's the bravest and best thing about these newest players, which I don't love, because I feel like I'm an old duck now, but good on them.
it's the ignorance of youth, MG. With producer Charlie sometimes.
Well, we've got it in. Look at the current crop of first graders in the NRL, the 18-year-olds who are just coming in like they've been there for 10 years. It's the sign of the times. It's not arrogance. It's confidence.
It's the argument that you've heard a lot of pro Queensland people roll out about Reece Walsh for Sunday's game, which is that, well, he's not scared because he doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
We're going to see this with summer, because there's, I think it's 5 first gamers for the Queensland outfit in tonight's game.
Yeah, it is. So there is. It's probably more than they usually have, new debutants to play, but they have so much experience in the girls that have been around. I don't think it's going to be an issue to have that many girls playing for the first time. And it is a little bit more than New South Wales, but I think it's very, very evenly matched. And like we were just saying, I don't think it matters when players are new these days. They just go out with this confidence, and rightly so, that they've earned along the way. And yeah, I'm pretty excited to watch all the debutantes. And obviously, I'd love the New South Wales girls to go a lot better than the Queenslanders. it's also, you know, really exciting for the possibility of all these debutantes to be making the Jillaroo squad after this.
Sammy, I don't know if you've ever heard Triple M's State of Origin calls, but you don't have to be unbiased and when you're getting and calling State of Origin. There's no need for you to be measured, and you know, you if you've heard no. Wendell Saylor and Mark Geyer and Ryan Girdland, the way they cheer and unashamedly barrack for their states, you do not need to be measured and to go, I hope Queensland go well. You can just say it. Stuff Queensland. Come on the right. Sky Blues.
Well, I got a text message off Wendell Saylor saying I'd be cut off if I wasn't unbiased. So I was scared I was going to be cut off.
Then. Don't worry about
Wendell. Yeah, no. Queensland.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're talking.
There we go.
Okay, we've come to that point of the chat when we speak about Queensland's version of Cameron Smith, Ali Brigginshaw. She's wearing the number 13, but she plays like a 6, a 7, a 9, a 13, a 10, 11. She can play anywhere, and she has a presence about her. We basically stop her and you stop Queensland.
Yeah, that's right, MG. If you stop Ali Brigginshaw, you stop Queensland, definitely. But the thing is, it's just like when you are playing against Cameron Smith, you can say you're going to shut him down.
Easier said than done, yep.
Yep, and he would and she would. Ali, the same thing. Think of another way to get the same outcome. So I'm not saying it's an impossible task, but the New South Wales girls will have to be right on their game to do so. And she thrives under the pressure. If she knows that people are going to try and shut her down or they don't believe that she can do again and again what she keeps doing, it only makes her better. So I popped her a message this week and I sent her a screenshot of a photo I seen of her and I said, geez, when did you grow the ass? That's got to weigh you down. So she's obviously taking her lock position very seriously.
Oh, you're awesome.
She said, no, that's just the picture. It's made me look that way or whatever. So I'm trying to do some work off the field. But no, like I said, she's a tremendous player and she is very hard to stop, but also wonderful to watch.
Oh, I love the sledging. This is outstanding. Yeah. Hey, tonight, of course, Sam will be on Fox League, part of the commentary team for tonight's game. If you're watching it on the box, if you're listening to it on the wireless or via the listener app, obviously the Triple M call starts from 6 o'clock with us and then into all the way through to the final whistle. Before we finish up this Origin Preview podcast, Sammy, we need a tip, a score line and a first try scorer if you can.
I'm going to say first try scorer is Jess Sergis and Blues to win by 4.
Ooh, MG?
I'm going to say that Julia Robinson from Queensland will score first, but then we're going to bounce back. And I'm thinking that New South Wales are going to win 20 points to 14, and Millie Boyle will be man of the match.
Oh, yeah, man of the match, please, Sammy.
Oh, man of the match, I'm going to go Hannah Southall.
I love it. Outstanding. All right. Well, Sammy Bremner, friend of the show and part of the Fox League commentary team for tonight's game. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the footy and best of luck with the rest of the pregnancy.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always so fun to talk to you guys. And up the Blues.